Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared the use of altered COVID-19 vaccines that target the latest versions of Omicron in preparation for a fall booster campaign that could start within days. The green light permits people 12 years and older to get the booster at least 2 months after their most recent vaccination. The Alaska Division of Elections is reporting Democrat Mary Pitola on Wednesday won the special election to replace Don Young after he passed away in March. Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin. Peltola will be the first Democrat to represent Alaska in nearly a half a century.
To come in and finish out the remainder of his term, and I intend to be, in so many ways, really trying to live up to the legacy that Don laid for Alaska.
Be nice to inspectors, as today is Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Oil prices dropped nearly 8% over the past 2 days and posted their third straight monthly decline. Economists say these are signs that the recession worries are upstaging concerns over dwindling supplies of crude in the United States and abroad. Benchmark U.S. oil futures ended Wednesday at $89.55 a barrel. The heat wave out west will continue through the Labor Day weekend.
A Labor Day weekend heat wave is expected to bring record-breaking temperatures to a half dozen western states, affecting more than 50 million residents. And triple-digit heat is in the forecast for the next several days, from Sacramento and Palm Springs to Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. Addressing the heat wave Wednesday, California Governor Gavin Newsom said it's expected to be one of the longest and most intense the state has seen in some time.
No one denies heat waves have existed long before climate change, but their duration and their intensity have never been more challenging.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bird flu has returned to the Midwest earlier than expected after a lull of several months, with the disease being detected in two commercial turkey flocks in western Minnesota and a hobby flock in Indiana. The disease was detected after a farm in Meeker County reported an increase in mortality last weekend. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health said the flock was euthanized to stop the spread. It has been 588 days since President Trump left office in early 2021. Yet all the media bashing and talking heads saying this time the walls are closing in on Trump didn't read the New York Times story Wednesday, where they quoted federal officials as doubting charges will ever be applied to 45. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich on Fox News believes charges will be filed in a place where everybody knows your name.
Most corrupt Justice Department in all of American history. You have corruption from the Attorney General to the head of the FBI to senior elements of the FBI. You have collusion from a wide range of the intelligence community. You had, I think it was 50-some intelligence senior officials who signed a letter last year that we now know is a total lie, none of whom have recanted.
Yes.
I fully expect the Justice Department to indict President Trump in a D.C. court, a district where he got 5.6% of the vote. So by 19-1, the jury is likely to be against him.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Horace Cooper, yes, the one and only nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. He is the chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, always good to have you here. I want to talk about the Constitution. It would appear clearly that the Democrats are at war with our Constitution. And you, I think it was last week, we had two academics, a professor from Yale and I think it was, I want to say Harvard. I may be wrong. But anyway, these two professors. And basically, I mean, it sounded to me like they're atheists. And that they believe that the Constitution, you know, should just be done away with. Barack Obama said the same thing. And there just seems to be an increasing, resounding noise coming, particularly from the Democratic Party, that we should get rid of the Constitution. And, you know, and we got to think about what the Constitution represented if we go back to first principles. I mean, these founding principles that we embraced and embodied the Constitution are Judeo-Christian principles. It was really God's blessing upon a nation. And, you know, we used to sing God Bless America and mean it. Not the way Jeremiah Wright said it, but, you know, the way our founding fathers and the pilgrims meant it, that which is embodied in the Constitution. And, you know, the Bible, Horace, as you know, says clearly that, you know, fearing God, and that fear of God is not just, your fear. It's an awareness. The fear has, that term has a lot more depth and meaning. If fear God says, it's the beginning of knowledge, okay? So I have to imagine that doing the opposite, ignoring God, turning your back on God, is the beginning of all stupidity. So this is where we are right now, you know, in my humble opinion. What say you?
So we have our Constitution Day celebration coming up. That's going to be on the 17th, and it will be 235 years that this amazing, great, wonderful gift that relies on the Judeo-Christian ideals to govern people. Its goal is one that these so-called scholars fail to appreciate. They're more interested in what government isn't presently able to do instead of focusing on the amazing things that we as citizens have freedom that our government can't prevent us from doing. Our Constitution was not the first try that our founders undertook. It was the Articles of Confederation, and it was a remarkably weak government. The reason that we tried this remarkably weak government is that the founders had seen what had happened with the United Kingdom, the people that we declared our independence from. In Magna Carta, in 1215, the Magna Carta was signed. I'm not going to go all the way through. What I'm going to tell you is that was the first effort, and a violent effort, to force a government to change, to accommodate to the needs of the people who live in that country. It had been 500 years, and it largely was the same. And our founders were like, well, okay, that's why we ended up having to declare independence from a government that didn't recognize our rights of freedom, that didn't recognize that we have freedom of conscience, that didn't recognize that we are all equal under the eyes of government, because we are all equal in the eyes of God.
Exactly.
So they created the Articles of Confederation, which was the exact opposite, a government that was too weak. And what the Constitution became is that middle ground, strong enough to do the things necessary for the integrity of the whole country to maintain, but not so strong as to run over, roughshod, over the rights of the people. These scholars are ignoring that the founders were highly cognizant of the fact that the greatest protection of a minority is that minority called the individual. And our system is designed to protect the individual. They don't like that. And what they would give us is a government of the tyranny of the majority that disregards the interests of the individual.
Exactly. And there is no way that within their understanding, well, their desires, their utopian world, that there would be true equality, even though that's what they talk about.
Of course there won't be. Of course there won't be. That's the point. They wouldn't give the right of the individual to even raise their hand. Objection. Look at Oberlin College, a Christian-founded college, has completely overrun its faithful principles and oppressed a bakery, acting out in a racist and bigoted way. But because of our Constitution, that bakery can stand up proudly as an individual and push back. If the utopians had their way, we simply said, oh, well, we're going after racism. Anything we do to go after racism, you must put up with, whether or not you're a racist. It would be in the name of the green agenda, in the name of the race agenda, in the name of the equality agenda, in the name of the gender agenda. All manner of individual rights would be kicked to the curb. That's what they see. They want a government strong enough to do those kinds of things, but a government strong enough to punish you for your sincere Christian beliefs is a government that's too strong and one that will lead to chaos and ruin.
Well, in the perfect case in point, at least the way that I understand it, Horace, is that look at what happened with women. I mean, how long ago we were hashtagging women. Women were so important, and they needed to be elevated, and I guess given some sort of public purpose, is that they didn't have any. But anyway, those on the left saw that that was, you know, that was their new hot button to go after. Now, fast forward, and you don't even have to fast forward that far, you know, maybe a couple of years, and now you can't even define a woman. So to your exact point, all these things get obliterated for this higher calling of this utopian world.
Animal Farm by George Orwell.
Yes.
It was unjust, allegedly, for the human to own the farm. But one by one, we moved from equality and great treatment for the animals to some animals are better than others. It ends up being a totalitarian nightmare. And look around the world. Russia, for instance, has a constitution that purports to accord more rights than ours does. But in practice, It does not. The Chinese government, the rights that are given are amazing, are allegedly provided, are amazing. But only the ruling party actually has protections.
Without a doubt.
If it turns out you're on the wrong side of the ruling party, too bad for you.
Good luck. More from Horace after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And independent. That's our goal every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. I was mentioning to Horace, I said, you know, thank you so much for the constitutional lesson. It must have felt like you were back in the classroom again. He said, yeah, just a little bit. But hey, we're so grateful for Horace's legal knowledge and his training as a former constitutional law professor and all, and here we get to draw benefit from it. And, you know, and you don't have to deal with any kind of tuition fee, you know. So thank you, Horace, for the gift of your gift. You are so dear in sharing that with us. Speaking of our Constitution, I want to talk to you specifically about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. The question is, has the legal basis for the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago been blown apart?
So the first answer that I'm going to say is this. When government exercises its law enforcement power, it is an awesome responsibility. It mirrors that the Apostle Paul tells us about in the book of Romans, that God has placed in power those who are responsible for holding lawbreaking accountable. So I don't start from the premise that if someone is being investigated, that the investigators are the problem. But in this case, it hasn't yet been shown that that behavior is justified. And certainly no evidence has been presented that would justify a raid. In America, we have allowed ourselves to have far, far too many criminal laws. And it becomes increasingly difficult for any person minding their own business not to inadvertently break a law. What we saw with Mar-a-Lago is that we're going to treat someone as if they're a member of the mob. We're going to treat someone as if they are a member of a radical terrorist cell. That awesome power to hold really terrible wrongdoers accountable should never be unleashed on a former president and should never be unleashed on the rest of us. Whether or not there were any what we call predicates, reasons for an investigation is still an open question. But what is it? That the steps taken are unjustified. This raid is not appropriate, is not justified, and ultimately is likely to be any evidence gathered under that particular raid is likely to be thrown aside under the Fourth Amendment. Now, just real quickly, sometimes when the police go after a criminal, say in a murder, they break the rules, and that murder's evidence, the bloody knife or eyewitness's testimony or something else critical to a conviction can be, quote, suppressed, and we don't let that person trial be influenced by the evidence that we know. Jurors are kept away from it, and even a murderer could end up being acquitted or having the charges dropped. Our founders wanted to let even the guilty go free so that innocent people aren't ultimately held culpable for crimes they did not commit. In this case, the underlying issues still remain unresolved, but what is true is that the behavior that was undertaken in the nature of that investigation, those are unjustified.
And the problem that we have, Horace, is we do have a memory of what the FBI has done, what, for the last 7 years, specifically for Donald Trump, and now, well, you can even say for those that follow Donald Trump, the January 6th results, the fact that we have citizens there in jail, you know, without due process. I mean, the FBI smells to high heaven. It reeks of corruption. And then, you know, as to spike the ball even further, I mean, the arrogance, the hubris of the FBI to release a picture of documents lying on the floor as if Donald Trump is such a slob that he would just leave, you know, top secret documents lying on the floor of his office like that. I mean, they knew exactly what they were going to do.
Go ahead. There was a case involving a former senator from Alaska, Ted Stevens. The FBI claimed that Ted Stevens was on the take, and it turned turns out Ted Stevens was not on the take, that he had been given benefits and contracting and even a cabin by a person trying to influence him. This is what the FBI claimed. We will later find out that the person who made these claims was under investigation by the FBI and got a sweetheart deal in exchange for making the statement. Other witnesses were in a they shared the same bedroom with the FBI agents handling the investigation. The prosecutors, one of whom committed suicide, another of whom was ultimately indicted for hiding evidence that they had gotten from Ted Stevens' bank, showing no such monies were in fact placed on him. This case ended up leading to his loss in his reelection effort and made it possible for the so-called Affordable Care Act to pass with 60 Democrats, because Ted Stevens would have made them have only 59. When this all unraveled, a judge threw out all of the charges against him and issued direct sanctions on the FBI and the Department of Justice. This is where we're headed once again. Mm-hmm. The department is never supposed to abuse its really amazing and awesome power of holding criminals accountable. It's supposed to stay focused. It's not supposed to be political. It's not supposed to abuse. And it's supposed to follow the rules. It has not been following the rules. And we see this with the February 6th. We see this with the dossier that led to a special counsel ultimately torpedoing the president's entire agenda by having to have that case continue, and we see it still now. Mr. Wray, like his predecessor, needs to be replaced, and our attorney general needs to answer why he isn't insisting that his Department of Justice follow the rules instead of looking like they're settling political scores.
Well, like you say, this is a consistent pattern, and the root of this is the Democratic Party. And I reminded our audience yesterday, Horace, if you remember, when Mitt Romney had presented his tax filings, right? And the Democrats went through it. Harry Reid lied about stuff, suggested impropriety by Romney and that. And, of course, afterwards, when Romney lost his run for the presidency, Harry Reid sat in the well of the Senate with a smirk look on his face, saying when he was asked about this, he said, well, you know, he didn't get elected, did he? So,
evil.
It is.
That is an evil thing to do and then to brag about it. But this is who we're dealing with. And this is my point. If America were a jewel, it would be one of the rarest, most valuable jewels on the planet. The thing that we know about things of value is people want to harm. People want to steal. People want to destroy. And you have to protect your jewel. If the FBI can't be the law enforcement agency to protect the jewel, to make sure that this amazing, exceptional creation that honors God and that is the greatest supporter of all kinds of Christian support internationally, more so than any country's direct financial support. If it can't do that, then it has to be replaced with something else.
Exactly. Well, Horace Cooper, as always, we appreciate your brilliance and your insight in all this. Thank you so much. Horace is the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace Cooper, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is Strawberry Shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures. Frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared the use of altered COVID-19 vaccines that target the latest versions of Omicron in preparation for a fall booster campaign that could start within days. The green light permits people 12 years and older to get the booster at least 2 months after their most recent vaccination. The Alaska Division of Elections is reporting Democrat Mary Pitola on Wednesday won the special election to replace Don Young after he passed away in March. Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin. Peltola will be the first Democrat to represent Alaska in nearly a half a century.
To come in and finish out the remainder of his term, and I intend to be, in so many ways, really trying to live up to the legacy that Don laid for Alaska.
Be nice to inspectors, as today is Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. With us right now is United Air Force Brigadier General, retired Blaine Holtback, with us to talk about Afghanistan, the departure 1 year later. General, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
It's good to be back with you, Bill. It was 1 year ago today that you and I talked for the first time.
Exactly. Well, just again, to finish up the bio and people understand, as an Air Force veteran, you were a C-17 commander, tech entrepreneur, and now co-founder of Restore Liberty. So let's have a State of the Union. Where are we 1 year since America's withdrawal from Afghanistan?
Well, if you recall, on that terrible day when we were recounting these events, the theme we got on then, and it's just as true today, is the word accountability. We didn't have any, and we still don't have any. In fact, from that terrible experience of absolute cut and run and leaving behind 75,000 of our citizens and friends, the only person to be held to account is a Marine Lieutenant Colonel who expressed his disdain for the operation, as many people felt inside. And because there's no accountability, we get to the world we have today, which is fraught with danger from the Ukraine war, Iran bearing down on the Middle East, China against Taiwan, North Korea reinvigorating its missile program and threatening its neighbors. And just recently, we saw 2 days ago, the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. This is the world that we get when we don't have accountability. This is the world we get from this national security team.
Well, also, our national security team, it's like deja vu all over again. And I hate to put it this way in political terms, but this seems to happen consistently when the Democrats are in power. I mean, we find ourselves now where it was just revealed that we're low on ammunition. And the White House response is that, well, it's because we had to give it to the Ukrainians. I mean, like, where was the Pentagon in watching our, our stockpile of ammunition? I mean, I guess maybe the good news is those 87,000 IRS agents are only going to get one bullet like Barney Fife. You know, they're not going to get, you know, a full magazine of ammunition now, because we're going to have to take some of that ammunition and reassign it, you know, to the military so that we can do something about our national security. I mean, this is just crazy.
It is horrible. But to the IRS point, they're more than one bullet. They bought 5 million bullets.
I know.
So one would have to wonder, is that for a
lot of target? Well, what does that tell you? The IRS is more prepared than the Pentagon?
Yeah, I hope not. I'll tell you, it gets back to this theme. You would always assume that our security leaders are minding the store in terms of, yes, we have to go ahead and give stuff out of stocks to Ukraine, but is it stuff that we need to defend this country? And if it's stuff that we absolutely have to defend our own country, common sense would tell you not to give that up.
Yeah.
And yet here we are looking at shortages of javelins. I have heard from special operators that their frontline battle weapons have been taken from them in their units. And you can see the shift, because the last announcement wasn't about giving Ukraine anything right now. It was about contacting and writing checks to the defense base to start making weapons for them, which they won't see for months. And that's not going to happen today.
Well, exactly. They're saying, you know, sometime next year, this latest assignment that the president has signed for, you know, will be delivered to Ukraine. Well, look at, I mean, it's by the grace of God, almost a miracle that Ukraine is still standing after 6 months of pummeling by the Russians, don't you think?
I do, and I want to make the point that this was an avoidable war. You know, it was March before the fall of Kabul that the Russians started increasing their troop strength positions on the border. That might have been the time to start exploring sanctions and diplomacy and what is it going to take to make this stop. You know, we're noting the passing of Mikhail Gorbachev, who openly criticized the Obama administration with regards to its involvement in Ukraine and the fall of Crimea. And he warned us back in 2014 that if the West and Russia were going to be at an impasse for Ukraine, it could well bring us to the brink of a major war that he had fought in the 80s to avoid altogether. And yet here we are. And you see a West and the United States that is not sure. It's schizophrenic about which way it's going to go in terms of support of Ukraine. And we see the Ukrainians giving the fight of their lives. I mean, the spirit of that country is they'll throw rocks at the Russians if they have to.
Exactly.
But the logistics and the precision and their needs to execute strategy that we see is now fraught with peril, especially as we now see winter bearing down, energy crisis in Europe that the United States will do nothing about. And I see that the cards and the power and the leverage is starting to shift now back into the direction of Russia if we do not change our policy. The same policymakers that we saw ignore the intelligence and just ramrod this runaway from Afghanistan.
Exactly. Well, number one here, I agree with you, General, that, you know, this administration and our national security team, you know, have purposely been, and I say purposely because this seems to be a disease within our national security apparatchik, is that they're more, you know, more prone to reacting than being proactive. I mean, and that might be such a broad brush, you know, statement, and I apologize up front, but this is just based on my observation time and again, and especially when the Democrats are in charge, because this happened under Obama Biden. It's now happening with Biden. We see Russia coming to, coming to the border of Ukraine. What do you think they were there? I mean, you know, just there with a bunch of party favors. I mean, they were lining up for an invasion. Anybody that knows anything, that studied anything about war, sees the connection, sees the supply chain forming And it only says one thing, get ready, we're coming to invade. And they were given over 12 months in which to, you know, to get everything in place, and then here they go. And, you know, the second thing, okay, you get the lack of proactivity, and then you get, you know, this lack of vision about what do you want? I mean, can you afford to let Ukraine go to the Russians? And all the experts I've spoken with, General, in unanimity, they say, hell no, you cannot. Just for some of the things that you just talked about. You know, food shortage is right on the horizon. Our energy sector is so compromised right now, even in our country. We've got cold weather coming. And I keep reminding our audience, General, that people die from cold weather more and in greater numbers than they do in heat. And this, so here we're going to have food shortage. We've already got crime through the roof. We've got drugs entering our country pell-mell. And now we've got the weather, and we're not talking climate change. We're just talking the reality of the winter weather coming in, and people need to make sure that they've got heat for their homes. Well, last time I checked, you need the fossil fuels to be working in order to make this happen. And our government has abandoned the American people, especially those who can't afford, you know, the cost of electricity, much less the cost of energy, the way it's skyrocketing. Is this fair?
It's very fair. You're absolutely correct. We can see, going back to Kabul, that there is zero strategy in play. There is merely a reaction to events, and most of the decisions are taken from a political prism, not a militarily sufficient prism or a national security prism. I would say there are two rails that have to be corrected for our country right now. One is what we just touched on. It's strategy. We have to have a national security strategy. I don't care about the silly document that they have on file right now because we don't follow it. So we have to have a strategy about our aims and what our ways and means are to get to those aims and what's in the United States' best interest. The other thing is, we have to understand what is national security. So failing to recognize what is a threat to this nation, a famine is a threat to this nation. Energy insecurity is a threat to this nation. The inflation that we see, the economy is now a threat to this nation. And let's expand that to where the Department of Homeland Security is asleep at the switch. And, you know, we've got a wide open border. How do we know we don't have cells from Iran and other countries and Afghanistan forming up here? We don't. We probably assume that we do.
Okay, hang on a second. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back more with Brigadier General retired Blaine Holt. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you.
We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with U.S. Air Force Brigadier General retired Blaine Holt continues. General, go ahead and pick up where we left off, what you were trying to say, and I'm sorry, I had to cut you off. Forgive me.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just think that we, as a nation, have to decide what we're going to do about our national security and what we're going to do about strategy and whether or not we're going to be holding our leaders to account. And I think all roads lead back to the Constitution. If you look at the southern border as an example, is the federal government taking care of its responsibilities in the contract in the Constitution under Article 4, Section 4, where it states that it will be responsible for the security of the United States? If not, then does the 10th Amendment take over, much as Governor Greg Abbott has acted on, and he's now taking migrants and sending them in buses up to the Northeast to say, okay, well, I guess we're going to share the problem because you are failing at the federal level to uphold your end of the Constitution. We as a nation have to decide where we're at on the desecration of this Constitution and the failure to respect it. Because it's not whether or not the Department of Homeland Security wants to enforce the law or the Department of Defense wants to take care of our national security. They're compelled to. We have to get back to first principles. They actually work
Amen.
For us.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. And that's been my mantra, is that we do have to return to first principles. And the Constitution is the basis of this. And but keep in mind, listen to the words of Joe Biden. Even before then, supposedly a constitutional professor, you know, Barack Obama, who declared that the Constitution was elastic, you know, that, you know, that was then, this is now. Now you've got two academics, I think one from Yale and another from Stanford, that wrote in a recent op-ed said that, you know, the Constitution is pretty much irrelevant. I mean, you know, there's been an attack on the Constitution. And again, this is for national agreement. To your point, well taken here, General, is that the nation itself has to, again, embrace, I guess, that question that was asked of Benjamin Franklin after one of the meetings. A woman said, hey, okay, what kind of government do we have? He says, well, a constitutional republic, if you can keep it. And here we are. It's slipping through our fingers because people don't know about the Constitution. You know, you hear politicians like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, others, in a, you know, refer to the Constitution. But it's not with reverence. It's not with a commitment right. to see that it is the roadmap to our liberty.
That's right. And then when you take into account that the most of the 2.1 million federal workers and the Defense Department raise their hand at some point in their careers and swear an oath to the Constitution. What does that mean? And when are we, the people, going to start holding folks to account to say, you've sworn an oath to the Constitution and you violated your oath? And if that's the case, then why are you in the capacity that you're in? Because you've got these professors who can, and I support their First Amendment right to write whatever they'd like. I defended their right for 27 years to do that. But those are academics. They did not swear an oath of allegiance to our Constitution. The thing that we have to decide as a nation, and I think we're at a crossroads now, is do we want to follow these globalists and these socialists into a one-world government led by Davos and their ilk? Or are we going to return to first principles, decide that self-governance is for the United States, it's in our character, and that we want to continue on for the next 246 years as a constitutional republic, where the Bill of Rights, inalienable rights from our Creator, are respected and upheld.
Exactly, and the people's rights are honored. I find it quite interesting here. We're in Virginia. You know, the governor, I guess they realized that what kind of jeopardy they were in when they had seen the laws that were signed in by the Democrats before that said that they would follow in the steps of California. So whatever laws were enacted in California, save for automobiles, anything to do with climate, well, then it was an automatic in Virginia. And, you know, of course, now they're doing everything they can to get that reversed because they're saying, wait a minute, we're not Californians. I mean, you know, why are the leaders of our state going to subordinate and relinquish their authority to the whims of Gavin Newsom and the crazy liberals on the West Coast that have buried the Golden State? I mean, no doubt, and we've said this for a long time, that California has become the poster child for this new utopia and this socialist one-world government. You know, it is the Democrats' dream that all states would be like California. But thank God for the governor there in Virginia and his leadership that said, you know, heck no, this isn't going to happen. You know, we are going to take control just in the same way that what happened in the EU when England said, no, we don't want to be part of the EU. I mean, this is a bad deal. We tried it, noble experiment. So we're, you know, we're Blexiting out of here, right?
Right. Nope, that's exactly correct. And you got to just, you know, take your hats off to Governor Youngkin. He's working against such a wall of ferociousness to try to subordinate the state to California, which really, go ask a Californian how much they love their state these days. Unless they're a billionaire, you're probably not going to find too many positive answers. And we can see that in the statistics from the absolute exodus that we see from California, the caving of those economies, the destruction of once great cities, all at the hands of a guy and a legislature that is beholden more and sees more in alignment with the World Economic Forum than they do with the United States. And they actually have disdain for Americans and would prefer to offer more for the illegal migrants flowing into their state.
Well, obviously, this is a planned, I mean, true insurrection in a sense, by altering the demographics of, you know, they've done this for California. I was born and raised there, and I saw the demography, you know, the radical change that has taken place. And, you know, even on the heels of 9/11, you know, when we had to have such uber security, and then Gavin Newsom says, okay, anybody that comes into the state illegally or not can now get a California driver's license. Well, if you get a California driver's license, well, you can get on a plane. So forget about that kind of security. I mean, that's out the window. And these kind of idiotic policies that are enacted, again, by a one-party state controlled, you know, they've got the super majority by the Democrats in California, and they've run the Golden State into the ground. But I want to get back to something that you had referred to earlier, General, and that is our oath of office for those of us who have served. I mean, sadly, about 1% of the general population in our country has served in the military. That is so unfortunate. But the fact of the matter is that 1% is still a powerful 1% because of the oath of office that we've all taken. And that oath of office never expires. And this is why you have those that have taken the oath of office who are acting independently to go in and clean up the mess in Afghanistan and bring and repatriate some of our citizens who got left with that withdrawal from Afghanistan a year ago.
Yeah, you have to look at the heroism of people who are putting it all on the line to make good on America's promise of no one left behind, and their absolute disdain for a government that turned its back on our allies and partners. But even worse, while you saw press secretaries last year standing up and saying, oh, we salute Argo and Pineapple and Dynamo getting this great work to get these people out done, they were behind the scenes, they were doing the exact opposite. They were canceling flight clearances. They were coercing countries not to allow landing rights. They were hampering the efforts. They continue to. They won't put a nickel into the coffers of the folks that are actively trying to get them out. I'm a member of a group that is got an underground channel to feed some of these folks that are hiding in Afghanistan, and it's their only method to get any kind of food whatsoever. I talked to two families in particular. One is a woman who we educated, and she became an attorney. They're kicking in doors every single day to try to find her so that they can make a brutal example of her. And then her brother is been waiting for a year on his SIV paperwork. You know, the Afghanis have 68,000 applications for SIV status. They have spent $20 million in fees out of their own pocket, and only 123 have been approved by the State Department. Let's look at Ukraine. Ukraine, 86,000 applicants, 68,000 approved already, no fees collected. Where's that? What is
it? Yeah. Yeah, why the difference?
You know, I can't even begin to put a finger on that. It's just, you can't come up with an answer that leads you to any place other than the darkest answers. This national embarrassment that this national security team created all unto themselves, they don't want those stories coming home to our shores. They don't want those people coming here to tell us about the Taliban and how they not only have not evolved, they're in far stronger position to do the brutal things that they want to do than they were before 9/11 happened.
So here we are, Afghanistan, a year later. Have we learned anything, General?
Well, I think we all have had some sobering realization about the leadership that we see imperiling our position in the world for this nation. And I think we've also learned how the climate agenda is prized above all anything in the nation. And adhering to this don't pump an extra gallon of fossil fuel is just leading us into ruinous circumstances. But I think that at the end of it, Bill, what we've learned is without accountability and without holding our elected officials' feet to the fire, we're going to be in this constant path to more danger, more peril, and I fear global conflict is coming if we don't arrest this.
It appears inevitable, no doubt about it, General. I agree with you. We have to return passionately, aggressively, with urgency to first principles. This isn't a Republican thing. It isn't a Democratic thing. We're talking about the true heart and soul of this great country of ours. Brigadier General, retired Blaine Holt has been with us. General, thank you as always. Appreciate the insight. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.